John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus and for Jesus' ministry. And one of the things he said in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10 was, "The axe is laid to the root of the trees." See, all sin has got a root cause to it. In the Old Covenant of the Old Testament, the root was never hit by the Old Covenant message. The law could only deal with the external. Don't murder. Jesus said, go to the root of it. Anger. Hit that. The Old Covenant was, don't commit adultery. And Jesus said, go to the root of it. It's in your thoughts, lusting after women. Everywhere he was going to the root. That's what he said here. The root, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. The sad thing I have found in many Christians, even born-again Christians, is they are dealing with the fruit. That's Old Covenant. There were many Old Covenant people who lived an externally good life. I mean, think of John the Baptist. Think of Elijah. They were not living externally bad lives. I think their life was probably better than the lives of many of us. So what does the new covenant bring? The axe is laid to the root of the tree. And in the Old Testament, nobody understood where the root of the tree was. We can say the law was like a pair of scissors. You know, a bad fruit is coming there, you cut it off. Another bad fruit coming here, you cut it off. And if you have a tree that's always producing bad fruit, you'll have to keep on going around with your scissors all the time. You'll have to preserve your testimony. You'll have to always cut off here and cut off there so that your testimony is not spoilt. That's not New Covenant Christianity. But if you hit the root of that tree, you won't need the scissors anymore. The root is hit and the bad fruit does not come. So that's what John the Baptist said. Now Jesus is coming, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. So all the sins that you face, you know, we are tempted by so many things in our life. There's a big list of sins in some episodes in the New Testament. Gives a list of number of sins. Jesus spoke about a number of sins that come out of the heart of man. But what is the root? The root is found when we look at the origin of sin. Where did sin originate? Sin did not originate with adultery or anger, the things we are battling with, or with the love of money. None of these things, the things we battle with, is not the origin of sin. You can try to cut off the love of money and cut off that anger and cut off watching pornography, but you haven't hit the root. The root is described in Ezekiel 28. In Ezekiel chapter 28, the word of the Lord, it says here, came to Ezekiel, saying, say this to the leader of Tyre. That was a human leader, an earthly king of the city of Tyre. But behind that earthly king, earthly leader, was the real king of Tyre. And that was the devil himself. And then, so the Lord says in verse 11, now take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre. That's the one who's behind the leader. And you know that now he's talking to the devil, because he tells him, this is not any human being. Ezekiel 28:12, you had the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. This is what Lucifer, or whatever his name was, we don't know his name. He's called Star of the Morning. And It's commonly referred to as Lucifer, but that's not in the Bible. Every precious stone was your covering. And it goes on to say, on the day you were created, in verse 14, here's what he's described as, the anointed cherub. He's an angel. The anointed cherub who guards Eden. Verse 13, you were in Eden. Before Adam and Eve went to Eden, there was somebody else in Eden. That was the star of the morning, who we know today as the devil. He was the anointed cherub or angel who guarded Eden. And that's what made him jealous when one day he saw God putting somebody else there to guard that Garden of Eden. That's what he was determined to get that fellow out of Eden where he was supposed to be. You know, it's like when you're appointed in some important position in an office and then you're removed from there and somebody else is put there who is junior to you and you want to somehow get him out of there because you're jealous. And that's why he was against Adam and Eve over there. And the Lord says, I placed you in Eden. Verse 14, you were on the holy mountain of God until the day, verse 15, unrighteousness was found in you. Here's where the root of sin comes in. It was perfect until that day. And it says here in verse 17 what the root was. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, because of your wisdom. So there you have the root of sin. It's not external. Sin is not in anything external. It's in the heart. And it comes from the heart becoming proud because of something God has given us. God had given him wisdom. God had, it says, you have corrupted your wisdom, it says in verse 17. Beauty, see the two things mentioned in verse 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty and your wisdom and your splendor. Our heart can be lifted up because of some wisdom God has given us or some glory or something that makes us stand up above other people. Maybe victory over sin. Something that maybe you can preach better than others. Maybe you're smarter than others or you can do something far better and your heart is lifted up. It's nothing on the outside. You can still act very humble with, you know, speak the right humble words and fool people, but God's not fooled and the devil's not fooled. That root in the heart, if it's not hit, you remain defeated all your life. It'll spring out here in one way and spring out there in another way, and God wants to hit that root. Jesus came to hit that root. And that root is your heart getting lifted up, maybe because of spiritual reasons. Like we heard just now, you could preach a powerful sermon, and then for the rest of the time you're thinking, what a wonderful message I preached, or something like that. The heart is lifted up. Or you look down at others, and you're always feeling, you know, this feeling that when you have a conflict with somebody, that guy's wrong. He's definitely wrong. I'm right, of course. I'm never wrong. I'm always right. That person's wrong. That is where the root of sin is. It's pride that makes you feel you're always right. And the other person is wrong. And you don't consider the possibility that you could be wrong, at least sometimes. The devil does not allow us to think like that. I want to say, brothers and sisters, that will hinder your spiritual growth. And I believe that many of us could have gone far ahead spiritually in humility and in conformity to the likeness of Christ if we had allowed the Holy Spirit to hit the root down below in our heart.